This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And glad to have you back on Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Really happy to have in the studio with me now Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Good evening, Jesse. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm very well.
You may people are going to recognize that voice. He is the radio broadcaster, of course, for the Lansing Lugnuts in his third year with the Lugnuts. So glad to have you here.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and it's certainly warming up outside.
Well, we had a few minutes to talk when you came in here. I said, the Crosstown Showdown, which we're going to talk about next, is on Tuesday, and I'm hearing about snow. That's the one thing you can't control.
We are knocking on wood. We are crossing our fingers. We are doing our anti-snow dances, whatever we can do.
It's Michigan in the spring. This isn't the first time you've dealt with this, I'm quite sure.
Well, a couple of years back, before I arrived with the Lugnuts, I believe it was either 07 or 08, we had the tarp freeze to the field. That's how snowy it was early in the season. But you know what? You say it happens. And actually, I've worked in the South for baseball. The summer, the late spring, the early autumn here, I would take it over any other weather anywhere else.
Well, we love a good cheerleader like that for the Michigan area. Just for a brief moment, we'll talk about you come from Maryland.
Yes.
And again, third year with the Lugnuts, but you've been with minor league baseball for 7 years,
That's
seven
right.
seasons.
I had to work my way up to Lansing.
There you go. Well, we're very happy to have you here. The Crosstown Showdown is getting a lot of buzz. I'm hearing a lot of people talking about it, and you have to love that. And it gets you excited just to think about it. And this is happening on Tuesday, April 5th.
Exactly. Next Tuesday, the Lugnuts, Lansing, against the Spartans, East Lansing, Michigan State, and the minor league baseball team in the area. It's a really good game. And it's been a nice tradition ever since it first got started in 2007. And every year, we build up that support. And this year, we said, you know what? In past years, we've just focused on the game itself. The whole novelty of bringing the college team together against the minor league team. And this year, it's the Chowdown edition. We're doing $1 food specials for popcorn, for hot dogs, for ice cream sandwiches and drinks. We're doing drink specials for each team. So we're focusing on so much more about the whole festivity of the game itself.
So, yeah, so adding to all the fun of it all.
Oh, exactly.
And people love baseball. People were so excited yesterday.
Yes.
With opening day, I mean, all over, and I'm a big, as you are, a social media fan. That's everybody's postings was about baseball.
Well, there's something about baseball coming back that lets everyone know warm weather is here. Okay, maybe it's a little cold in the morning, but you can just feel that spring is here leading right into summer because baseball is the sport played with nice weather. If it's raining, let's not play baseball today. Football is cold and snowy, and basketball and hockey are indoors. Baseball is the sport meant to be played underneath the sun.
Absolutely it is. Okay, so the Crosstown Showdown happens on Tuesday. On Wednesday, a great event called Meet the Team at the Clubhouse.
That's right. So we've got the team arriving in Sunday night. We immediately thrust them right into a game. And then Wednesday night, we get to introduce all the fans in this area to the team. The clubhouse is a suite level dining facility right in the ballpark on Michigan Avenue, a couple of blocks away from the state capitol. So come on out. It starts at 7 o'clock, and you get to meet the players personally, shake their hands, welcome them to Lansing. It's always a good time.
Well, and you get to pick your favorites and the ones you want to watch for the season as well.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
How exciting to be able to actually meet the players. And it's so wonderful for Lansing. The facility is so spectacular. I mean, no better place to watch a ball game. It's so much fun. And to have that in our own backyard is extraordinary. And, of course, they're the Class A affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, so you never know when they could get called up.
Well, we just had a former Lugnut, a player from 2008. He debuted yesterday for the Kansas City Royals. And if you met him in person, he's about, 5'5", 5'6 inches tall, Tim Collins. And there he is in the majors, earned his way up. These guys are all going toward the major leagues. And you never know how they might look. You never know the background that they might have. But they have big dreams, and we have big dreams for them.
And it's the place to take a look. So we've got Tuesday, the Crosstown Showdown. Then we can meet them at the clubhouse, meet all the players. What a thrilling event. Then the first game is Thursday night.
Oh, a thirsty Thursday. Our first thirsty Thursday of the year. $2 pop, $2 beer specials. And then after the game, a live DJ patio party. A DJ party. party, basically. We do every Thursday night home game. We do a live concert series, so we'll have bands coming in to rock the ballpark in addition to our Thirsty Thursday. And the nice thing, too, so it's going to be opening day next Thursday, and so that's going to be fun. And then it's going to be the Thirsty Thursday, and also the team we're taking on is the West Michigan Whitecaps, which is the Tigers minor leaguers.
There
so all
go.
Those folks who are Tigers fans get to see their prospects in action.
They have coming up. And you brought me a schedule here, and I'm stretching it out. Every day is an event, practically. I mean, there are amazing things happening, and I encourage people to go to a website.
Yes.
Let's talk about LansingLugnuts.com. Well, that was easy.
And we're on Twitter at LansingLugnuts.
Oh, and Facebook. I'm a Facebook friend.
That's right.
So we're right there, too.
We have, I believe, either the second most or the third most fans of any minor league team in the country.
And that is not a surprise to me. And, of course, you know, the great team, the great presentation, it's all so good. And it's good for you. I mean, it's just all of it feels good. And, of course, we've got the Big Lug.
That's right. And you'll see Big Lug out and about all over the place. I think the feeling is we can't control the baseball, but we can control everything else. So we can make the food as good as possible. And this year we've got brand new grilling stations and let's see, all sorts of different things that we're introducing into the ballpark, a huge turkey sandwich and a rib sandwich, et cetera. There are the concerts, there are the fireworks, there are bobblehead giveaways. We're doing a Youper night on April 15th.
Well, you can't beat that.
Oh, exactly. And then May 1st, we're doing our Eatapalooza, which we're bringing back from last year, which is pay $16 for a ticket, all you can eat inside the ballpark. And Big Lug will be out
and about. You're going to lose money on that one, but it'll be an awful lot of fun.
It'll be worth it. And then the other thing we're doing this year, okay, so Wednesday nights are ladies' nights. So we're doing manicures, pedicures, massages. There will be all sorts of vendors set up so you can go shopping at the ballpark and ladies' drink specials. And Sundays, after games, we had kids run the bases. And we said, you know, we should do things before the game, too. So after the game, run the bases. But before the game, play catch with your family on the field.
Oh, my gosh. See, that's amazing. That's what if folks haven't gone, and there may be a couple who haven't, but we're going to get them there this year. It's such an amazing venue, as I said, and there's always something fun. It's so audience interactive. The folks in the stands, I mean, there's T-shirts and hot dogs coming up to you and things being thrown from the field.
Yes.
It's just so much
fun.
The hot dog cannon. I have to admit, the first time I saw that, I was like, do I really want to catch one? And the answer is yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what people don't tend to realize. The hot dogs that you catch, okay, those aren't edible. They come with coupons that you redeem for a nice fresh hot dog of your choice at the concession stand.
And that's what I discovered. I was going to mm-hmm. I was going to make sure you mentioned that because I thought, do I really want a you know, ketchup and mustard covered hot dog coming in that I'm really trying to grab for?
Smashed all together.
Exactly. But it's the whole event is so much fun. I'm loving the addition of Wednesday Ladies Night. I mean, the crowd is a huge diverse crowd that comes
yes.
to these. We're talking children. We're talking, you know, grandma and grandpa. We're talking school groups, business groups. It's an amazing relationship that you've brought together in the community.
Baseball's totally different from football, say, or basketball, where folks show up and they are glued to the game the entire time. Baseball, it's an event. It's the atmosphere. It's walk around, relax, enjoy yourself. And it's true. We want those nights that this is a family atmosphere tonight. Or tonight, we'd really like, you know, bring the college students on out, have everyone have a really good time. Those sorts of things that we cater to make sure that you come out to the ballpark and whatever goes on in the game, you're going to go home having had yourself a terrific time.
Absolutely. And it's easy to park downtown. I mean, just everything has been made so easy for it. And, of course, the fountains outside in
oh,
the
yes.
front. I mean, everybody loves the fountains outside, except the parents trying to get their kids through without getting them all wet in the process. What are some of the things you enjoy so much about being a part of the Lansing Lugnuts?
The people. The people go above and beyond. The thing is about my job, I do probably the least important thing there. There are folks behind the scenes you don't even know about who are just amazing. We have some very hardworking chefs in the kitchen making sure that that food is fresh. We have some folks, our groundskeepers, who take care of the field. It's tough to take care of a field in this area with the climate and the weather, and they do a really good job. That field is good compared to all the difficulties you might have with the snow and rain. Sponsorship and sales and all those folks ripping tickets, people go above and beyond. If you go to a Lugnuts game, you will find smiles everywhere. People are willing to help you out with whatever you need. We have folks who show up at the ballpark, let's say they need gluten-free food. They can be taken care of. It's a handicap-accessible ballpark. It is built down. You can come right on in. There are no steps to climb upward. We have elevators to take you up. And the concourse level is street level, so it makes it all the easier for folks who need those sorts of advantages. The sort of ballpark that it is, it really caters to everyone from every background.
Well, you're a wonderful ambassador, not only for the Lugnuts, Jesse, but for the Lansing area as well, and a lot of the good things that are happening here. I'm looking forward to talking with you throughout the season, which goes through September. And like I said, I'm looking at the schedule, and there's highlights and happy faces and some great events all of the time. The Crosstown Showdown, Tuesday, April 5th at 7:05.
Get your tickets. Go to LansingLugnuts.com. Call up 517-485. 4500.
Perfect. Jesse, it's a pleasure to meet you and have you here, and I look forward to seeing you again.
Likewise, Cheryl.
Very good. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, who's the radio broadcaster, the voice of the Lansing Lugnuts, will be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.